Destined for greatness. Who's destined for greatness? What do you mean?
Those of us who have endured the cross, endured the shame, and those of us who have gone through the valleys of the shadows of death and have been experiencing the ups and downs in kingdom, we can look ahead and see that there is greatness going to happen. Greatness doesn't come from just being able to sing or being able to direct or have a high voice or do many runs, but greatness comes from great affliction. And after you have suffered a while, the scripture says, then the Lord will establish me and make me perfect. If I am perfect, then I'm destined for greatness.
Ricky, you've been in, we mentioned you've been in the business throughout maybe 20 years or more. How do you sustain such a high quality of ministering for that long time?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. It is all Christ is doing. I give all praise and honor and glory to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who has called me into this position. Whom he predestined, he also calls. Whom he calls, he justifies. And whom he justifies, he glorifies. And that's the place that I'm in. That's how I was able to maintain and stay around here. His word, it has been written in my heart, man. It has caused me to change. So what causes greatness and what causes you to get there and have a longevity is being obedient and faithful to God.
The Stellar Awards. What does that mean to Ricky Dillon? I've seen you perform numerous times, and every time I see you perform, I go back home and tell everybody, you got to see Ricky Dillon. You got to see Ricky Dillon and New G. Tell us about you and the Stellar Awards.
Well, you know, I've been doing the Stellar since 93, and that was my very first performance off of the project, Holy Ghost Takeover. And ever since then, Don Jackson and the entire Stella family and the Stella crews have been welcoming me and the choir back on every project that we have recorded. And I'm so honored and grateful to now be considered a family member. And I know that, and I give praise, my soul make a boast in the Lord as I make this announcement that Ricky Dillard and New G is the only choir who have made the most appearances ever on the Stella Awards. So I am so honored to be a part of the family. I'm honored to be here in this place and at this appointed season of my life. The Stella Awards for any gospel artist is a major and influential award to receive. It is our Grammy. It is the gospel industry's night of celebration and reward and award to all those who participate in this great sound of music.
What's next for Ricky Dillard?
You know what? I don't know what's next for Ricky Dillard. But what I am expecting to do is, again, like I stated before, it's just to remain obedient to the Lord and be faithful to him and the assignments that he has given me in the earth. And I would just say, you know, just keep your eyes open because the Lord is not finished with me yet. I've been tried in the fire, and I'm grateful that I'm able to have many victories after such hard storms and hard hits and blows. We're still here after the naysayers have spoken and those who have had comments about the music, even us doing it. And we are still here going on in Jesus' name regardless of that. So I'm just saying keep your eyes and ears open. We're just going to be viewing and looking for the continuous plan of God.
Ricky, it has been a pleasure. I thank God for you, your ministry, your choir, and everything that you do. Thank you for joining us.
Brother Ellison, thank you so very much again for having us on the show today, and I want to salute and celebrate you and your station for allowing my music ministry and many gospel artists all over the world, their music ministries, to enter into the lives and homes of so many people, and we salute you in Jesus' name.
Thank you. It is the choir master, Ricky Dillard, on Star 1310.